WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. A big announcement coming from Governor Murphy at noon. He will be at Rutgers Medical School at University Hospital in Newark, where the first COVID vaccination was given in December, to say New Jersey has reached its goal of 4.7 million adults fully vaccinated. Now, this is ahead of schedule, as Murphy had aimed for a June 30th date. Details coming up at noon. Meantime, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says she expects the Delta COVID variant, which originated in India, to become the dominant COVID strain in the U.S. But the good news, the vaccines work. Appearing on ABC's Good Morning America, she encouraged Americans to get vaccinated and, quote, you'll be protected against the Delta variant. Pandemic or no pandemic, the cost of housing is a major issue for New Jersey residents. In a Rutgers Eagleton poll, just 16% say their monthly housing costs are very affordable.
We see almost 9 in 10 New Jerseyans saying that the cost of housing in the state is either a very serious or somewhat serious problem.
Poll director Ashley Koning says 58% of respondents claim the coronavirus pandemic did not impact their ability to make monthly rent or mortgage payments. A 19-year-old brick teen has been charged with phoning in two fake bomb threats to Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant Beach earlier this month. Nikosi Jones remains in the Ocean County Jail. Police say his threats forced the evacuation of the boardwalk for several hours while it was searched. A 32-year-old Middletown man whose sexual assaults on a woman in Hackettstown were recorded on video was arrested at JFK International Airport. Police say the victim, who did not consent and wasn't even aware of the assaults until she saw the videos on a digital device and a Google account, knew her assailant, Andres Ortega. Summer is transition time from what kids have been doing in school this year to a much more traditional formal way of returning to school in September. Executive Director of Newark Trust for Education, Ronald Chaluison, says it's important to reestablish routines and connect kids to the learning experience with things they enjoy.
It's really about engaging the community, crafting opportunities for kids in spaces that they love, bringing those kids to those spaces, and then helping them practice the routines that are going to be necessary for them to be successful in September.
He says in order to help children, parents need to be socially, mentally, and emotionally healthy themselves. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A steamy Father's Day weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
No doubt in my mind, the heaviest traffic in all of the Great Garden State is up in North Jersey on 287 again today, going through the 2 miles of construction work that has really brought it down to stop and go between exit 55 at Ringwood Avenue and exit 57 at Skyline Drive. Meanwhile, on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've been working on a crash way down there at the bottom end just prior to the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Traffic-wise, it has been of little consequence. And we have some very heavy traffic on the Garden State Parkway on the southbound side with a crash just before Route 78 and Hillside. The traffic is backed up out toward Route 280. Maybe some rubbernecking delays on the northbound side, although they appear to be minimal. Traffic looks good on Route 78 and on Route 22. The traffic also moving along surprisingly well through Union right now, even on the westbound side heading out towards Springfield Road. No reported trouble on 195 or 295. And we have delays on 322 again today between 295 and Swedesboro, Paulsboro Road as construction work continues. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic is made possible by Hose Heaven. Hose Heaven has the best propane hoses and power washing hoses at great prices. Visit hoseheaven.net or call them at 973-404-1500. That's 973-404-1500. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 500 points right now. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 1105.
New Jersey 101.5 is proud to present the 21st annual Big Joe Henry Talent Show at Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant Beach. Think you've got talent?
Let's see what you got, huh?
The winner receives over $10,000 in prizes. Enter now to be in the show. Go to nj1015.com for all the details. Thanks to our sponsors, New Jersey Natural Gas, Worldwide Piano and Music School in Edison, and Gelman Images. The 21st annual Big Joe Henry Talent Show, coming this July to Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant Beach from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 11:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Well, it's about time to fire up the old air conditioner again as temperatures soar into the 80s as we dive into this weekend. Today's high in the lower 80s. A nice day with clouds increasing into this afternoon. A batch of showers may blow through this evening, and you will start to notice higher humidity by tonight, too. Our low temperature will only fall into the mid to upper 60s. That's a big difference from the past couple of nights. Tomorrow, turning steamy and summer-like, highs 85 to 90 with sun and clouds, and we will have to watch for a few spot thunderstorms tomorrow, especially late day. Father's Day Sunday, partly sunny with some early morning showers, otherwise a dry day and still very warm, 85 to 90. One more hot and humid day near 90 degrees on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather is made possible by Savannah Properties. Have a problem with a house in New Jersey and need it sold fast? Savannah Properties is the easiest way to sell a house in any condition for cash guaranteed. Call today, 609-710-9849. Right now, Cape May, 78 degrees. Cinnaminson, 78. Clark, 79. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.